This is the Andrew Park Golf Podcast, brought to you by Srixon. Check out the new Z-Series, Srixon, how performance should feel.
Andrew, last week we were talking about the personal touch that you put, whether it's a junior player, a weekend guy, or a tour player. I understand you're developing programs now, personal programs, and almost writing a book on each player. Explain how that's working and how much effort you're putting into it.
Yeah, when a student comes in, everybody's different. You don't find two people with the same problem. And what I'm doing now is I go out, watch them play, come in, test them for their physical, get the assessment, and then come up with a program saying, you know what, maybe you need to focus more on playing because you need to try and get that management experience. Then maybe another student comes in and they're struggling with pitching. I'll tell them, okay, now I think you need to spend a lot of time in the pitching area and get them to score and make them hit to certain areas and then a proximity that they can learn and or score. And then they can show me that score every week. I'll tell them, do 18 up and downs in the short game area. That would be one. And then how many up and downs did you get out of the 18? That's one way. And then if it's a swing problem, I'll tell them, okay, go work on your backswing. Maybe there's something that we had to work on technically. And then they can send me their film or send me, the 4D cloud usually has I can actually go log in and see if they've been practicing and then see if they're actually accomplishing that position. So that makes it a lot more personal because everybody has a sense of what's going on, but I don't think they can put exactly pinpoint it. For instance, I have a lot of students that used to come in and they say, yeah, I'm struggling with my 8-iron and my hybrid. And I'm going, what about the 7-iron and the 6-iron? I didn't hit it last week, So I said, well, the swing is the same. The setup just changes from the driver to the wedges, but the swing remains the same. And you don't have a separate swing for each club, I usually say, okay, well, there is probably something going on specifically in that area with the irons or with the hybrid, or just was coincidentally that you hit two bad shots with those clubs versus the others. It could have, and then I finally discover, I start asking questions, was it a down your lie, side your line? Oh, yes, it was a ball below my feet, down your, that's why I hit it bad, and that's why I hit it to the right. So people always remember the bad shots. They don't remember too many of the good shots or just the average shots. So
when people hear the word, and you mentioned it in that answer, you mentioned game management, maybe a two-part question. What's the definition of game management, and how can people improve game management?
Game management, it goes back to my college days. In my senior year, I finished top 10 every week or every tournament, and I won twice and then went to NCAAs as an individual. And what I discovered that year, just before I started the season, I said, I'm going to come up with a game plan. And I decided for myself that any hole that was 380 or less, I would use a 2-iron off a tee, just to put it in play. If it was a par 5, I would just go 3 shots. If it was a 3-shot par 5, I would definitely just still use a 2-iron off a tee, hit a 4-iron maybe up the fairway, and then I've got a wedge in. Because every hole is a par 3 when you think about it. It's just sometimes we don't have tee markers around the ball on a par 5. So I just put the ball in play. Then I had a theory of 130 yards and in, I would go at the pin. 130 to 150, I play a little bit away from the pin. 150 to 175, I would play just the middle of the green. And then 175 and out, I used to play away from even the green. Even just say it's better to chip or pitch than try and go at the pin and you end up in the water. So I stuck to this game plan. I tell you what, it was tough. It was really tough because sometimes you see the other guys teeing off ahead of you and they're using drive and they bomb it down the middle. And then you get up and you're going, I can do the same thing. But I stuck to my guns and I pulled that 2-iron out and then just hit it there. And I think with everybody, you have to learn your strengths. You have to learn your capabilities. You know, you don't need to be going at a pin off a tight lie, you know, 275 over water, you know, and your best shot off the tee has been only 265. So I think you got to understand the lie, you know, the ball, you know, how it's lying, and then determine whether you're going to do it or not. So I think everybody has to learn their strengths and their weaknesses, and then also have a management program. And that's what I usually help people understand and do.
You've been listening to the Andrew Park Golf Podcast, presented by Srixon. Check out the Z Series. It's how performance should feel.